Our next topic is special considerations in retail leases. The speaker is John Moody Jr., who's the founder and manager of the Moody Law Group here in Houston. Please join me in welcoming John.
Thank you. Is the sound okay? Good. Okay. All right. So I'm going to cover retail leasing a little bit this afternoon. And, you know, we got the holidays coming up. So I think it's time for everybody to put your shoes on and head out to the stores, right? What happened? Oh, thanks. Okay, so what are we talking about for retail leasing? Oh, whoops. All right, we got the hang of this thing. Different types of malls, regional malls, things like the Galleria, neighborhood centers, strip centers, power centers, lifestyle centers, factory outlets, and now you're seeing more and more kind of entertainment theme type shopping centers. Here's an example of just a small kind of strip center. This is the Galleria kind of during the holidays with multi-level and entertainment and all kinds of things going on all in the same area. This is more of a power center, a Walmart anchored center. This is a marijuana dispensary with people lined up around the block. And this is kind of like a lifestyle center with, you know, restaurants and you know, retail tenants. So what makes a retail environment and retail leasing, I think, so much more complicated than leasing office space or industrial space? I mean, those types of leases can be complicated. But I think retail by and large is the most complicated thing that I work on. And you've got a lot of different things happening. It's a very dynamic environment where you have shoppers, retailers, lots of different types of uses. You got restaurants, you got bars, so, you know, alcohol's in the mix sometimes, traffic, a lot of foot traffic, curbside service, valet, entertainment. Sometimes you're having, you know, concerts out in the common areas and all kinds of different things all happening at the same time. We touched on that. Some of the speakers touched on this before. Is, you know, more so than any other type of leasing, you often have to use the tenant's form of lease. And so, you know, particularly in kind of these junior anchor power, you know, these power type centers where, you know, you've got like these anchor stores like a Best Buy or Kohl's or a, you know, Ross, or, you know, kind of go down that list. You know, they're all on their own, the tenant's form. And so when you're putting together these retail development projects, it's hard because you're trying to, you know, line up all these different types of leases with very different provisions, the way they handle different things, and try to make it all work. And the issues that I wanted to focus on that I think are unique to retail leasing that you're not going to see in other types of leasing is, you know, primarily co-tenancy, exclusive uses. You do see prohibited uses in other types of leases, but I think they're more so in the retail. Percentage rent, and then REAs and declarations are more common, I think, in the retail environment. And I'm going to spend probably the most time talking about co-tenancy and exclusive uses, because I think those are the things that can impair the value of a retail asset more than anything else. And you don't have these types of issues in other types of leasing that can impair a rent roll like these types of provisions can. And they're very complicated, and they can be, like, especially with co-tenancy, it can almost be like building a house of cards. And if you're not careful, bad things can happen, at least on the landlord. And I'll say co-tenancy and exclusive uses are 100% benefit the tenant. These are not provisions that are landlord friendly or that a landlord wants. It's just sometimes they have to live with them in order to get the deal done. Okay, so what is co-tenancy? How many people in this room do retail leasing? Okay, so pretty much everyone. So everybody is familiar with what a co-tenancy provision is and kind of generally what it is. But I kind of say it's like I don't have to play if my friends aren't playing too. If my friends aren't here, I don't have to play.